Warren Park founded the West Bank School of Music in 1970, one of the area's premier private schools of music. He was executive director of this eclectic institution from its founding until 1984. He still serves on the board of directors and is the project director for the school's Jazz Composer Series. He's a jazz pianist and a composer of both jazz and classical works. He's best known for three of his works, Newfoundland, Fantasy, and tonight's work, Legend.
In its original form, it was written in the late 70s as part of a West Bank School of Music new music project that we had. And then it was revised slightly in the early 80s. And it has three different guises, actually. There's three different instrumentations that exist, and they've all been performed. This one that we're hearing is for flute and clarinet and violin, viola, and cello. It was originally written for string quartet with clarinet. And there is also a woodwind quintet version of the same piece. And they've all been well received.
It would be interesting to hear the three side by side, because in this version, I was listening to it again, I noticed how well the instrumentation worked together, how well the strings were used against the against the woodwinds.
I tend to prefer this version that we're hearing because I like the contrast in the tone colors and the way that they mix. Although I do like the woodwind quintet version also because it's so unusual to hear this kind of thing written for that instrumentation.
Why did you write the piece in the late 70s?
Well, I like the style of, it's a kind of a, I was thinking of a legend in the sense of a story unfolding. And it was something that I was really thinking about conveying in music, the idea that there's a character. It could be a character, it could be something that's happening in somebody's imagination where an event takes place and there's several different stages that go along through this character's adventures. And it's much like a tale, an old-fashioned tale or legend, where the character goes from place to place and does different things and has different things happen to him. And sometimes it's surprising and sometimes it's placid. Sometimes it's real smooth going and sometimes it's rough going.
Is there a program with the work? Is it programmatic,
no.
so to speak?
Well, only in that I want people to think of a legend unfolding in their imaginations of any kind. And it comes to a conclusion after apparently a happy adventure towards the end.
So there's a structure, kind of a structure.
Mm-hmm.
It jumps from portion to portion to portion in a serial kind of.
That's right. It's sort of a fantasia. It starts out with a little introduction of some quiet long notes. And then there's a lot of jumping rhythms that come up later that involve shifting of time signatures. And who knows what's happening there? The whole idea is that it's an imaginative sort of piece that's intended for the general public to listen to and enjoy for what it is, as good music, I hope, but also to make people use their imaginations.
It's definitely a tonal work. It
yes,
has a key center and a...
Well, it has a key center temporarily. It moves. The tonal center moves a lot. But it's definitely traditional music in the sense that it has rhythm, that it has tonal aspects, and it's melodic, and it has a character that's more accessible, I hope, to the general listener. It's not really abrasive. It's more of a generally pleasant piece, and I intended that to be pleasant and listenable.
Here are members of the Unicorn Ensemble: flutist Betty Brownstein, violinist Paula Shaw, violist Judy McGibbon, cellist Linda Stetson, and clarinetist Bill O'Neill to perform Legend of Warren Park.
Thank you.
Legend by Warren Park. Warren, you're also a jazz composer. Do you have any trouble keeping the jazz and classical sides apart?
I'd like to keep the two together because I enjoy putting jazz elements in the serious music that I do and vice versa. I like to write jazz-related pieces that are definitely classically flavored. And the piano pieces that I write especially are pieces that draw from my background as a serious composer and as an appreciator of modern music, and combine them with jazz, with what I know about jazz and what I picked up. And what I end up with is a sort of a hybrid jazz, modern music, classical style, which comes out in the piano playing more than anything else. Although I do put in some jazz influences in some of the pieces that I write for chamber groups, and that tends to surprise people a little bit. I think it really adds some flair to it. It makes people sit up and listen a little bit better because they like to hear some jazz once in a while in the midst of a serious piece. And I certainly don't have any qualms about combining the two whenever possible.
Mm-hmm. You're a jazz performer basically as a jazz pianist, and your compositions for the piano are approached a little differently, I would assume, than your compositions for the chamber groups of instruments.
That's right. The solo piano works are basically pieces that have originated from improvisation. I start out as an improviser of these particular ideas and develop them on the keyboard. And after a while, they solidify, and I apply my understanding of formal structure and cohesiveness to the improvisations, and they end up being finished pieces of writing, although they're never notated. They're definitely compositions, and they're compositions that have tight formal structure, but they're a lot looser, a lot more casual, a lot more free. Because of the jazz side of it coming through. And so what we end up with is like I was saying, a hybrid of classical and jazz music thrown together in a way that comes out being something completely different. And that's the sort of style that I write my piano pieces for. They're never notated, but they're basically improvisations turned into compositions with some improvisational sections still intact. And I think that they're very interesting pieces, and I have a real distinct style. I think people could recognize my style if they were to hear my pieces a little bit.
Well, this coming Sunday evening at 8 o'clock at the Coffee House Extemp, listeners can hear your music.
That's correct. I'm putting on a concert at the Extemporary. I only put on about one every 6 months. It's not very often that I play, so this is the last time before next year sometime, perhaps, so... those that are interested should come, and there's also two other jazz composers that are going to be on that same night, a duo from the West Bank School of Music staff that will be playing the other half of the concert. I'll be doing one set of solo piano pieces, and Ron Brown and Tom Pletcher are going to be playing duos for guitar and piano on the other half.
Composer and musician Warren Park. His concert begins at 8 p.m. this Sunday, May 11th, at the Coffee House Extemporary in Minneapolis.